it's me again. In the book, we're on page 50 on the bottom. Nefesh Ikara Tatsud. Mikan Roim et Akesher ben Agava Atava Kasha. From here we could see the connection between the Gaiva, haughtiness, Atava Kasha, to the hard lust that we're talking about here. Moshe Rabbeinu Kotev b'Torah Kuf Lamed, like Rabbeinu writes in Torah Kuf Lamed 130, and this is Lashon Rabbeinu, quote, Kol HaGadol Mechavero Yitzro Gadol Imenu. The Gemara says, everyone who's greater than his friend, his Yitzro is even greater. The more you grow, the Yitzro grows with you. Al Yedei Anava Nitzol Min Yuv. Through humility, you save from Niyuv. וזוכה לשמירת הברית, and you can merit שמירת הברית. כמו שאמרו רבותינו זיכרונם לברכה, in the Gemara, as the sages said, כל המתגאה, anyone who is, has gaiva, right? What's a gaiva?
Arrogance.
Arrogance. לסוף נכשל באשת איש. At the end, he falls with a married woman. שנאמר, because this is a pasuk, ואשת איש נפש את קראת הצוד. זה שכתוב. עד את זה. כל הגדול מחברו שיש לו גדלות. Anyone who's greater than his friend, that he has גדלות from his friend, meaning he's haughty, he's ignorant, he's more than his friend. יצרו גדול ממנו, then the יצר הרע overcomes. שמתגבר עליו היצר הרע ותאוות ניוף. That the יצר הרע overcomes him with this type of ניוף. כי זה עיקר יצר הרע, because this is the main יצר הרע כמובא בזוהר. Like it's born in the Zohar. יקרא דיצרא בישא לגלה הרעין. The main, the Zohar says in ויקרא, the main יצר הרע, the main, right, יצר הרע, is for immorality. That's what he brings here from the Zohar. וכן מובא בספרי חסידות שונים, and also it's brought in other books of חסידות, שהניוף שוכן רק אצל מי שיש בו גאווה. That the niyuf dwells only amongst those who have gaiva. כמובן בספר אמרי פנחס, פנחס וקוריץ. It's brought in this book from פנחס וקוריץ, תלמוד תלמידי ומגיד, שער א', תורה נביאים וכתובים, מספר פקוד א', באר הרב. It says like this. ותדבר מרים. It says by מרים, the sister Moshe Rabbeinu, and she spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, what happened to her? She got tzara'at, plague. And then afterwards it says, Vayish Moshe anav mikol ha'ada, anav meod, mikol ha'ada shel anav. The man Moshe is more anav in English?
Humble.
More humble than all the people in the world, right? Right after that she spoke about him. Deita kol adam sheyesh lo gasut haruach. It's brought anyone who has gasut haruach, he's like haughty, right? Nasaf unichshal eshet ish. At the end, he falls with the married woman. Sheneimar, it says in the pasuk, ve'eshet ish nefesh yekarat atzud. Very hard to translate that pasuk. Dehainu, which means like this: mishu yakar etzel atzmo, someone who he thinks he's so important, so precious. This is a very, very, like his body has a bad spirit. Umishu gasruach me'at, and someone who has only a little bit of gasruach, he only thinks a little bit that he's great. Akol panim ba'al harhel b'niyuf. He comes to have thoughts of niyuf. Kol echad lefi gavato, each one according to how much gaiva he has. Lefi ma sheyesh lo geut, kach ba'im lo yurim. The more the same amount of gaiva he has, that's the amount of thoughts he will have. And if he has such big gaiva, good big gaiva, he'll come to fall to be with a married woman.
But it seems like gaiva is even
gaiva is
rude.
Why did you say inaim? It's really big gaiva.
No, inaim, person, why doesn't he guard his eyes? Because it's gaiva. Gaiva is the root.
Gaiva should be the root.
Gaiva is the root. Inaim is the root. Enayim is the root for niuf.
So why don't we say work on the gaiva instead of niuf?
Huh?
That's the root. Gaiva.
When
we say...
You're right. Maybe we should say, let's work on the...
Gaiva.
On the Gaiva, not the new. But in truth, it works together. Like you told me about, we spoke about this once. And also my mother, she asked me a long time ago, Ravash says, so this is the main, we should work only on this, now on this, and only on this, and only on this. And at the end he writes, and the main thing is the Emunah, only work on your Emunah. How does it go together? Because everything is Emunah, and everything is Gaiva. Gaiva is the lack of Emunah. And Gaiva is new. It's one thing. Why does one doesn't guard his eyes? Because he has Gaiva, right? What does he do? He asks Hashem. And what do you ask Hashem? You have to think. Why am I looking? Why am I looking? Think. Part of your avodah. Why do I look? Why do I open my eyes, Bechal? Why do I open my eyes? I think the whole world is mine. That's Gaiva, right? Right, Hashem, please let me know that I be happy, content with what I have, and not to want more than what I have. And that, it works together, Kibbutz. He's giving us all the tools and all the, he's spreading out, with this book, he's spreading out in front of us everything we have to dive in for. Everything we have to dive in for to get rid of this taiva.
What are you reading now?
Ba'amahu, in page 51, there's like a longer paragraph in the middle. There's a, it says, Harab Pinchas Mikol, it's in bracket, in parentheses. You see? Amaru, Harab Pinchas Mikol, yeah? See? Beze, En Yachor Adam. With this thing, this matter, a man could not mistake himself with. Can't be mistaken with. Which what matter? With the matter of Geut. Geut is Gaiva. Le'alot alibo shekwa yatza migeut. To try to think in his heart that he already left Gaiva. V'arei ha'bchina lefanav. He could see, he could make his own test. Im unaki u'reznut. If he's clean from all these bad thoughts of Znut, if he's clean from bad thoughts, he knows he's clean from Gaiva, and if he's not clean from bad thoughts, he knows that he still has Gaiva. V'inir Miriam v'Aaron dibru v'Moshe sheparash mi'ishto v'echu nitzal mi'uri. Right? And Miriam and Aaron, they spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, that he separated from his wife completely. How he was saved from all these... How was he saved from all the thoughts? They talk about it. They spoke about it. How could it be? That's right. Afterwards, it says, "Va'ish Moshe anav me'od." The man Moshe was very, very humble. He doesn't have any thoughts because he's very humble. The more humble you are, you don't have thoughts. Od amar, he says further on, "Kol mishesh boshemetz gaava v'adai no'ef." Anyone who has even a little bit of gaiva, he's for sure no'ef. For sure, he looks at other women, he thinks about other women. Shemarachem. Ve'od bishmoi, more in the name of our Pinchas and Koritz. על אחד שקבל בפניו שהוא נכשל בקרח ונצח. One guy was complaining to him that he unfortunately spilled the seed. וישיב לרב מקורץ. אל תפחד! Don't be frightened. יקשר אותו אחד. What does that mean? Can you slam someone with a beam over his head and he won't be frightened? איך אפשר להקול אותו בקורה על הראש ולמר שלא יפחד? I'm frightened. שהרי נחשב לעבון חמור כל כך, שזה כאילו מקים אותו בקורה אהבה. He felt such a terrible, terrible sin. It's as if he was whacking him with a big beam over his head. הסביר לו הרב והריכות, הרב told him lengthily, שבזה שמכשילים אותו בקרי, this, that he falls in carry, זה בשביל להורא אותו. It wasn't that he was spilling the seed, but at night he had that's what he wanted to. But why is that? It's to awaken him so he won't have gaiva. When he works in Avodah Hashem, they tell him, look who you are, look what you are. And Rabbeinu writes, by the way, that someone who has Shechvat Zera at night when he's sleeping and he's no feeling, nothing, it's nothing. No tuma at all. No tuma. Yes, you go to the mikvah and everything, but no tuma. Unless he knows it's because it's bad thoughts that he has. Sometimes, because we know, I learned about Rav Elchanan told us in the course that whoever wants can register to be, not you, on the married people. he taught us that everyone should know this, that a man, especially a man who guards himself, he's not married, or if he's married, but whatever, he was away for a long time, he wasn't with his wife. So sometimes there's when he sleeps at night, there'll be a zera that comes out. Why? He said that naturally, when the zera is not frugal, when it's not frugal, you can't have children with the zera, because it's old, it's already a long time there. So then the body automatically spits it out. And so doesn't have to be nervous. Someone knows that he guards his eyes and he tries to be a tzaddik and everything, and right? And that happened. It's not because bad thoughts, it says kreshma on the bed and everything. So he doesn't have to be worried. Okay, so he said to go to Migos, but not to be nervous.
But the mikvah is necessary. You still have to go.
Yeah, you should go. Every time he says Zera, you should go. Yeah. When someone feels submission in front of Hashem, right, and he really feels like he's a nothing, I'm a nothing, he feels like an anava, he doesn't have to worry of carry. Uzeh pireh sharav mash katuv, says in the pasuk, lechu v'nashuv el Hashem. Let's go and return to Hashem. Im yamtin ad Hashem yitbarach yeshivenu. If one waits till Hashem yitbarach will return him to him, it will be through whackings and vizyonot. Therefore, like it is in the pasuk, Yehu taraf yirpen. Therefore, nashuv ma'atzmenu, let's do tshuva, and then we won't need to get any whackings. Rav Arush writes it, and also in his pirush Shlom Alchutz and Likutei Maharan, Torah Vav, we're going to learn this paragraph tomorrow. It says there that one of the ways of having vizyonot to do tshuva is when someone goes to Hashem to do tshuva, not to wait till people disgrace him in the street or his wife yells at him. Not to wait. You go to Hashem and say, look what's going to be with me. Right? That's the best way of doing tshuva. Lachet, okay. Now we understood from here that gaiva, someone has gaiva, you'll have bad thoughts and you come to be nichshal. Someone has anava, right, humbleness, so then he won't be nichshal. Well, therefore, what comes up? Shemitpalalim ha-tikun ha-brit u'tulat ha-avah. When someone davening for tikun ha-brit and for nullifying this lust, tzrichim litpalel levatel et ha-gaavah ha-kasha hazot. You have to pray to nullify this difficult gaiva that one has. Shemchapesh yistaklu alav, he's waiting for people to, he's looking at me, someone's looking at me now, how I'm davening, how I'm doing. I'm looking good. All the women want me. He wants averas. He wants things that. Shakua v'chamishim sharei tuma, and he's immersed in 50 gates of tuma of hiurim, bad thoughts, upigulim asurim, negative thoughts. Lemaleta avato asura, to fulfill his forbidden taiva, ha'me'abed ta'adam mishne olamot. Okay, but when a person knows that he's working on it, so then you have to refer it. He knows that he's working. If he has thoughts, it's great. It's good. Hashem shows me that I have bad thoughts. Now I know I have to dive in more. But the gaiva. So now we have to add to our prayers also the matter of gaiva. Bifrat ha-pirtza ha-chamura, and especially this difficult pirtza, like how do you say, a hole in the gate? Is it? Like a breaking.
A breach.
Right? Tzadikim yidu, tzadikim that testified, shegilu lahem yishamayim, that from shamayim it was revealed to them, shehi sibat hatzarot v'agzerot hakashot hapoyot otanu, and this is the reason of the troubles, the bad decrees that come to us, rachmana litzlan me'ata. What is it? שכל אחד נכנס למכולת או חנות אחרת. The guy goes into the store, right? To makolet, some other store. ואם יש שם מוכרת, if there's a lady selling there, הוא קורא לה בשמה, hey, he calls her by her name, oh, yeah, whatever. Rachel, how are you? שם הרחם. And then he asks what to buy. Or if a woman goes into the store, And the guy tells him, Shalom, Ashlomech. You know the halacha, it's asur to ask a woman, Mashlomech? Asur to ask a woman, Mashlomech.
What about a
relative? No, you say Mashlomchem.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Shlomech.
What is it?
Too personal.
It's personal. Shlomchem.
Well, in English, it's the same.
So you have to find a different way to do it, so it's not personal. Unless,
you're saying, how's it going? Instead of how are you doing?
Exactly, not personal.
How's it going is more personal than how are you doing. How are you doing is like very formal.
Yeah, so if it's, I don't know in English so much, but
in English, it's like,
you have to find the Torah says you know how to ask a woman how she's doing.
See, how is everything?
Yeah.
You say Shalom?
Huh?
You
don't say Shalom to a woman.
No, you didn't say
Shalom. You say Mashlomchem. It's Shulchan Aruch says.
What do you say in English?
In English? Hello. Hello, you could say in English.
Hello. Hi, hello is Shalom. What's the difference?
No,
it's different. Hello. Hello is like...
That's what you say in English.
No.
Shalom. Hello.
Your wife? You say
hi, English. Hey.
To your wife?
Mashlomech.
Ishti yekara. That's how you say. Is it Mashlomech only? What are you talking about? Your wife? Maybe Shalom. Stam Shalom. Shalom, Mashlomchem, in general. Kaze. The point is not to be personal. Shalom, Ashlomchem, Ech Atem.
But if a woman clerk asks you that.
What, Mashlomcha?
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem. Fine. You don't have to ask back, Mashlomech. Toda Rabah. Toda Rabah. My grandmother, I used to ask her, Mashlomech. She'd always say, Toda Rabah, Toda Rabah.
When she would go into the mosque, talking to just the Salam Alechim of Hashem.
To your wife? To a person's wife?
No. Is this just a wife or
any woman, right.
So.
We don't ask a woman. You don't be nasty. You find the right way also to be halacha correct and also not to be nasty. I heard today, I heard a story today that happened this sukkah here in the sukkah. She was walking out of the sukkah. And a woman comes over to him, not a religious, and she puts her hand around him.
Around who?
Shalom Arush.
This morning?
No, Sukkot. And she's walking with him, she's talking to him.
What?
So I was told that he didn't say anything. He was like, he shrunk. And then he slowly like weaved away. And then continued walking with her, talking with her. And in Tel Aviv, also someone told me he went with Rav Arush Tel Aviv, and these women dressed not so tznius come over to the Rav and they talk to him in the ear like that. I think it's pashut to be Rav Shalom Arush. I'm sure he doesn't care. But still, anyways, the point is that right? He said, "How are you doing? How can I help you?" Very personal. By the way, you know that there's a rule. There's a rule, it's scientifically approved that when a woman talks to a man, right, the man will listen more than the man talks to the man, or the opposite. When a man is asking for a woman something, right? If you want to get people to get like donations with the yeshiva, you don't put men down there to call men. You put women to call the men, and men to call the women.
And so it works in Kiruv also.
Yeah, 100%. But still then, you have to be, not to be personal. That's how it works, of course.
I mean, it's not allowed, but that's how it works.
Yeah, that's so.
So, nothing personal in the discussion?
Yeah, no. If you don't ask, you don't ask, how are you doing personally? You don't care. And also when you spoke to someone who's married, oh, send regards to your wife. It's asur to say that. Send regards to your wife. Send regards to your family, you could say. Don't send regards to your wife. You're not sending regards to my wife. No one's sending regards to my wife. Only her friends. Her girlfriends.
Keep it general, not specific.
Right, exactly. That's the idea. Okay?
Now, if you're davening for somebody, you want to daven for family. You just mentioned him and his family.
No, you can mention the name and everything. The point is, when you're talking face to face with someone, you don't Or when you send the regards, you don't send personal. Okay? And someone tells you, send regards to your wife. So when you go home, don't say someone sends regards to you. Okay? Don't send the regards. Leave the regards there. Okay. הרי רוב המוכרים, most of sellers, לדאבוננו, אינם ירא שמיים, unfortunately, they're not ירא שמיים. מגיעים מזה פגמים רבים, a lot of bad blemishes come out of it. כמו שהעיד מוכר נעליים הרחוק מיראת שמיים, like this guy who sells shoe seller, he has a shoe in Bnei Brak, shoe salesman, he's not so really, not so ירא שמיים. He works in a store of Bnei Brak, and he said, he always waits, when are the women going to come? Because he wants to look at them. כן, we know that's how it is. וצריכים לגדור זאת. To make a gader, a fence. שלא ייכנסו משפחות, יראות שמיים, חנויות כאלה. The family is יראי שמיים. Shouldn't go into such stories. Go into a normal store. כי רבים חללים מפילה הגוביה הזאת. Because a lot of people fell through this mixture between men and women. A lot. This whole generation is corrupted because of this. לכן צריך בכל יום לעשות התבודדות על כל העניין הזה. Therefore, every day you must do התבודדות on this matter, on this factor, right? ובעיקר על שמירת העיניים, especially about שמירת העיניים, שצריך כל אחד להקדיש לכך לפחות חצי שעה, that each one needs to set aside at least a half an hour, ולבקש מהשם, את אסק השם, שייתן לו את הכוח לעצום את העיניים. I will give him the power, the energy, to close the eyes. כי כאמור, שמירת העיניים היחידה זה לעצום אותה. Like we said before, the only guarding the eyes there is to shut them. I was told that there's a spring here. Most people, the spring works upward. It doesn't close. We have to ask Hashem that the spring will turn over. It will always go down. When we need to open, it will open. But always it will go down. I met a guy. He had a stroke. Met him in Chile. not a very young guy, in his 60s, I guess. And he had a stroke, and after the stroke, when he walks, or when he talks, I think, when he talks, his eyes close automatically. He can't keep his eyes open when he talks. Weird, huh? So I asked his wife, they went on trips together, talking on the trip. Yeah, I hold his hand, so when he talks, he doesn't fall. Interesting. His thing works that way. לבקש מהשם שרחם עליו, תעש from Hashem, to have mercy on him. שלא יהיו שום תמונות בראש שלו, that he won't have any pictures in his head. כי העיניים של האדם, because the man's eyes, זו המצלמה הכי משוכללת בעולם. It's the most sophisticated camera in the world. שמכניסה את תמונות מוחשיות למוח. It puts in the brain, it's not only pictures, we say, like we said, it's with feeling, with emotion. מלווה בכל הדמיונות שמסביב. With all the imagination that he has around it. It all gets together with the picture. And next time the picture pops up, touches the picture with all the feeling. שאחר כך, that afterward, זה נשאר בזיכרון של האדם, it remains in the man's memory. והאדם מכניס לעצמו עוד תמונות ועוד תמונות, and a man puts in himself more pictures and more pictures. שאחר כך, that afterwards, יצטרך לצעוק צעקות עד לב השמיים. He will need to scream, screaming until heaven, ולבכות בסוף, to cry endlessly, כדי למחוק אותם, in order to erase them. Yeah, so therefore, we have to, yalla, wherever we are right now, that's what we have to dive in. That's what we have to dive in for. Dusha, dusha, shmirat ha'inayim, guarding our eyes, closing our eyes. Yesh gavul, ma? Ma?
In the past, but if you go back and try to tshuva for the past, the arrogance was positive. Hashem said, Hashem said somebody to It's
not a result. It works together. A person, it's like what came first, the egg or the chicken, right? Everyone knows the chicken came first. Obviously, but the guy and the goyish world, it goes together. Gaiva is together with new. New is together with gaiva. You work on your new, if you diminish your gaiva, you work on your yav, you diminish your new. Because you're praying on the same idea, same thing. Obviously.
So his message is, if you're arrogant, then you're going to start to have these thoughts.
Yeah, that's your test. That's how you're going to know where you're up to in Gaiva, is according to the thoughts. And how you're going to know, well, the thoughts are the bad thoughts, but how did one know if he's Gaiva? Well, a person can think he's the most humble person in the world, but when he knows that he has bad thoughts, he knows that he has Gaiva. It's just a test.
Now,
what Gaiva and arrogance is the exact definition of that, that
you think
you exist or not having a shepherd for you always? Yeah. Yes, Gvul. There's a. Gvul? There's a.
Border.
Huh? There's a border, yeah. There's a fence. Aim Adam Shodet Komashalaman. The man who knows that all that we learned until now, yelech liftach latzmo Facebook, he'll go and open a Facebook account. Kol ha'inyan hazeh shel Facebook, this whole inyan of Facebook, mamash lo muvan. It's really, it's not understandable. Mi sheyesh lo k'tat sechel b'kodkodo, someone has even a little bit of brain in his ear. Afilu sheyeh rachok mitorah mitzvah b'tachlit harichum, even if he's far away from Torah mitzvot, completely far away. לא יכנס לעולם הדבר טיפשי הזה. He will never enter this stupid thing. וכי יש לו זמן, this foolishness. וכי יש לו foolishness. וכי יש לו זמן מיותר להסתכל על מה שקורה עם אנשים אחרים. But he has extra time in life that he has to see what's going on with other people's lives. ושעמם לו, he's bored. I don't know, I have no idea what Facebook is.
שעמם is bored?
Yeah. I have no idea what Facebook exactly is, but... But whatever it is.
It's like anything else with a computer. It could be positive or it could be detrimental.
Facebook?
Depends who you
technically,
are.
Technically,
what is it?
Facebook is probably the worst thing for computer security.
What is Facebook?
It's basically like a mini website where you're putting in your comments and your pictures and your interests and everything else like that.
Whatever they want.
Whatever they want. A person can put up a picture, they can put up a
shear,
they can put up a...
What does he put his the videos here? YouTube. It's something else.
That's only videos. This is like anything each person
can put up. Rabbi Glazison's on YouTube. He's got hundreds of videos.
Oh, so the yeshiva here is a...
Yeah.
Right, but that's YouTube. Facebook is completely different.
So anyway, it's to be interesting, and you could see everyone else's
life.
It's
like a free-for-all.
It's worse than that. The security is...
It's like color war on steroids.
It's like, I need you to know what I think, or what I feel, or what I think.
The whole world.
Yeah. I want everyone to know that last week, I went to this concert.
Stop. And also, that's news things.
And then people can, like, you know, reply. Oh, cool, how was it?
It's
like,
okay,
whatever.
You get
it.
Okay. I understand what I'm saying now.
It's basically worse than garbage.
Adam, a person who wants to live a life, a full life with quality, right? Tochen. Full. He also won't read a newspaper, right, Ezra? He won't read a newspaper.
Yeah.
And he won't have any connection to the media that confuses all the Muna. He reads this happening and that's happening and this that. Who cares? What does it got to do with me? What does it got to do with me? Betach lo im atipshut shel Facebook. Of course not with the foolishness of Facebook. Shekol echad menaseh leharot et atzmo. That each one is trying to show himself. Kilu hu mi hu, ma hu? Like he's a somebody, something special. Machnis kol pertei ha'chaim shelo lesham. I'm sure Rav Arush asked someone what it is like we asked, because I have no idea either. And he enters into there all of his details of life. I went to college, I did this, I learned this, and I'm a PhD.
The only reason you would want to put on Facebook is if you're an independent consultant and you're looking for clients. I tried that. I got nothing. I closed my account.
It means the man, yeah, Michal. Who cares? Who cares? Who's an interest at all? What you are? Afilu imayam yatzeg sham rak et haemet. Even if someone will show their only truth, speak only truth. Meyatzeg represents. Even someone represents their only truth. The kol sheken shezeh kol sheken. Other most of it, it's all lies over there. Ki kol echad menaseh laharot et atzmo mutzlach. Because everyone tries to show himself over there in the Facebook as if he's successful. Bizman shebetoch tocho rakuv kulo, at the time that in his inside he's completely rotten. Rak rotze litabed, all he wants is to commit suicide. He has nothing to do in his life. Uklapei chutz veFacebook, umarei atzmo kematzlichan, but showing off in the Facebook, he shows up as successful.
It's funny, they said people after they go on Facebook, they're more depressed.
Yeah? That's where he brings it from?
No, I'm just saying, stop. People get a...
Akol sheker echazar, it's all lies. Vashini, the second one who reads what he replied there, whatever. Koneh ta sheker, he buys this lie. Okay? Facebook, you heard of it? Yeah. Ani biravti achshav ma zeh.
And the replies can be extremely...
Uma pele shekorim ha'olam hazeh olam hashikra. It's what's the wonder that they call this world of lies, the olam hashekir. Eidu davar hazeh, what is this thing? Adam shemitpalel ve'yodea shesh yetzer ha'av yichad ve'yichidi. A person who prays, and he knows that there's only one yetzer ha'av, really, like we learned till now, shu'otot ta'avah, which is this specific lust that we're talking about, in the main place where it is, it's in the eyes. Who you look at the internet? What he's going to go look in the internet? Afilu la'atar Torani, even if he goes to Jewish atar, he goes to Breslet, right? Okay. Miyudei ma'ikpot lo enayim. Ad sheyagia la'atar Torani amevukash. Who knows what's going to jump in? Right? They have all these things that jump in sometimes. Right? I don't know, but that's what they say exactly. Oh, Hashem, I have no idea. Until he reaches where he wants to reach, and then he's going to fall in this. They have a specific thing that they're completely closed, nothing jumps in, or whatever.
Filters
or whatever. But still. Shamati b'shem achad ha-rabbanim ha-chashuvim b'doreinu. I heard in the name of one of the important rabbanim in this generation, shechipes makor le-midrash mesuyam, that was searching for a source for a certain medrash. V'yitziya lo echad ha'talmidim shechapes avro ba'internet. So one of his students said, listen, Rabbi, I'm going to look in the internet. I'm going to look for it. Amar lo haram, the Rav told him, ani ma'adif kol yamai lo ladat ma'midrash hazeh. I prefer my whole life not to go into this medrash, not to know about this medrash. U'bivad shelo yikanes al yadi mandu l'mavot ha'mtulafim ha'elu. And as long as no one because of me go into these dirty places. We're going to finish in Odaka. Ze hakol sheker. It's all a lie. Ma ze isha yafa? What is it? What's a beautiful woman? It's a sheker. It's a lie. Aval adam lo mitpalel al ze. A person does not daven at this. Lachen hu adayin tachat ha-ashlaya shel ha-sheker hazeh. Therefore, he's still under this illusion. Ashlaya's illusion of this lie. Lumat zot ha-tzadikim. As opposed to this, the tzaddikim, hem mezakchim et atzmam, they purify themselves, right? That's why we learned that word today, mezakchim. Umevararim et hakoach hamedame, and they clarify to themselves this power, this imaginary power. Umevararim et hatov me'hara legamre, they separate completely the good from the bad. Shum yetzara lo yechol lishtalet aleihem, any bad, any yetzara cannot control them. כל היצר הרע הזה הוא כל דמיון מתחילתו ועד סוף. This whole יצר הרע, this lust is a complete illusion, complete imagination from beginning to end. כשאדם מתפלל על זה חצי שעה בכל יום, when a man davens about this time, about half an hour a day, באיזשהו שלב, at a certain level, after he davens a lot of time, הוא השתחרר מהגיהנום הזה, he'll be relieved from this Gehenna. From this foolish Yetzer Hara. Okay, tomorrow we'll continue page 54.
Wow, we've been lucky.